Wakey, wakey.
Welcome back to I'll Make a Stay Out of You, the podcast where I, Phil, get to introduce straight kids to my friend Tom, who is not next to me, but he's far away and I miss him. Where are you?
I've been stifling laughter already because I had an idea. Hold on. I can't forget it, so I have to DM it to you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm waiting. I'll do my best not to make it appear on the screen.
It's like I'm laughing just from typing the idea.
Tom, come on.
Okay, so it's
okay. All right. Okay. All right.
It's so stupid.
I know. It's not stupid. I love it.
Okay.
All right. Let's center ourselves, okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway.
I don't know how to get back into it. Maybe I should start over. Welcome back to I'll Make a Stay Out of You, the podcast where I, Phil, introduce straight kids to my friend Tom. Tom, how you doing?
I am doing so good. How are you?
Oh, I'm pretty good. You know, I'm going to leave all that in. So it's feeling pretty nice.
Naturally.
I'm happy because I got my Stray Kids store order in, even though I have no signed copies. But I got a cool little Changbin and I got the limited edition. So we got albums to open, even though we opened albums last week. As of this recording.
True, 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 true.
Oh, you know what? And, oh, what? Yes, what?
I am going to snag another. Okay, so I was telling Anna, one of the things. Okay, so by the time this episode comes out, I think the giveaway would have ended. But if you are in here right now and you haven't already, go take a look at the promotions channel at the top of the Discord. I made a post because I went to Target the other day. And tried to pick up a couple more copies of the Target exclusive Stray Kids album.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have it on the shelves and they couldn't find it in the back for some reason. So I placed an order for in-store pickup. And then Anna and I walked around Target for the next 2 hours waiting for them to email me saying that my order was ready for pickup. And then they finally emailed me and said they don't have it.
Which
I think they're lying about.
Rude.
But
yeah.
But then they were like, what do you want to do with this order? So I was like, just ship it to me. So they shipped it to me.
Nice.
Which took 2 days. So now I have two unopened copies of the Target exclusive. And a few days ago when I think it was when I was in there, like saying like, oh, I'm going to pick up more copies. And one of our Straybus, Nicole, was like, ooh, you should do a raffle so that like some of us who can't get it can like get it. And I was like, yeah, all right. That sounds like a good idea. So that's what I'm doing.
That's a good idea. Oh, yeah. Nice.
Yeah. So in the promotions channel, there is a giveaway active right now. We're giving away one copy of Rockstar, with the Target exclusive photo card. So go sign up. Anyone can sign up, but the idea was inspired by giving it to someone who can't get it. So, be kind to your fellow Stray Boos, but if you want to be a greedy little photo card collector, by all means, have at it.
I mean, it's fine. Lots of different reasons people can, you know, like maybe someone has already bought six copies, but they can't justify buying a seventh.
Right,
that's a good reason. You can't have, you know, I can't get a seventh, but I could win one. So
true.
It's now, reasonable.
Here's the thing about the Target photo card exclusive is it's a limited line, right? From my understanding,
yeah,
the Target exclusive cards you cannot get anywhere else. It's not just like an additional card, it's a set of Target exclusive photo cards.
That's correct.
And yeah. one of them is this really nice picture of Hyunjin, right?
Yeah, I have one. Yeah,
which
I have
you
one
have.
Mm-hmm.
And Anna really wants that card, which means I really oh. want that card. And so I have two unopened copies of the Target exclusive, right? And part of me is like, what if I open this one and it doesn't have it? And then I give the one that does have it away.
that, you know, that's just what you got to deal with.
Yeah. And good, you know, good for them if they get it. However, I want it.
Yeah. No, I understand. So as someone who has one, I definitely get it.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to leave that one on the shelf.
Okay.
For the giveaway, right?
Yep.
I have one in my hand now that I'm going to open. So what that means, though, is that if I don't pull the Hyunjin card out of this one, we just have to go back to Target and keep buying them until we do.
Yeah, and if you buy two, you can give another one away, and you just keep doing that.
Eventually,
what you need to do is you need to get two of those Hyunjin cards. That way, you can pay for all this with the extra one that you have.
yeah.
It's just how it works,
That's
how it works. And, you know, once you invest some money into it, you might as well not stop, because by the law of averages, you will get the pull. Right.
The law of averages never fails.
Never. It never does.
For anyone that is not familiar with the term, the law of averages, another way to say that is the gambler's fallacy, which if you know anything about the word fallacy, you will know that the law of averages is in itself a fallacy.
Well, yeah, that is how it goes. So that'll be fun. I can't wait to open these. You know, I can't wait to see what these little photo cards we get are. And we've got some other stuff lined up, because we're going to watch the La 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 La. You know, I saw somebody refer to it as La 4, at least in text, L-A 4. So you don't have to go La 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 La.
Sure, yeah, fair.
Which I think is smart. La 4. Although I also saw a TikTok today where there was some, like, you know, it was like on a college campus, and some dude is like, hey, what are you listening to? And the girl goes, La 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 by Stray Kids. And then she just like dead stared into the camera. She walked away and they like put it in the slow motion and played the song over it. And I was like, damn, that's cool.
All right.
Anyway, I think it's cool when our boys get recognition, you know. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Look, hey, can I be honest with you?
Sure.
For just a minute.
You don't like TikToks?
No.
What?
No. I never said. What do you?
Yeah, be honest. Let's hear it.
I just want to be honest with you. Let's create a safe space. I just need to open up for a second here. I want to open these albums like right now.
Oh shit!
Want to wait? So
hold on. Wait 1 second. I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry, but I haven't said everything we're doing tonight. And some of this stuff is Stray Kids related, and some of it is not. Because I need people to know. No. Oh, okay. I want people to know now, towards the beginning, so we're not 50 minutes in and then we go, okay, we're watching the Neasy Project now. Yeah, right. We're gonna watch the Neasy Project later. Okay, that's all I wanted to say. Now we can open these albums. All right.
Let's fucking do it.
Okay. I'm gonna open. What is this even called? The postcard. Postcard. They called it something. It's the single member album for Changbin, and that's what I'm going to open right now.
I don't have that one yet.
I know.
Which one should I open? Chat. Which one should I open? The signed copy or my second Target exclusive? We will take polls now.
It's opening. Oh shit. See,
a lot of chat saying sign. Okay, let's do signed.
Okay, I wasn't trying to spoil this for myself, but on the back of these cards, one says Han and one says IN. So I'm making a leap of logic here that if I flip these,
they will be.
No, sorry. I didn't get Han and IN. I got IN and Han. It's easy to get those confused. When you flip them over.
Yeah, it makes sense.
When you flip them over, it's IN and Han, not Han and IN. That's silly. What else is in here? There's a little mini poster of all the boys looking up and to their left. That's cool. And it looks like Bong Chan's like holding a, I'm going to call this a metal baby bottle. Yep. Looks good to me. We've got the lyrics sheet. We have a hot picture of, okay. So this is why it's called the postcard version, because they're postcard sized photos of Changbin in here. So even though I got photo cards of the other two members, because I was like, wait a minute, where the fuck is Changbin? It's his. But yeah, you get like postcard sized photos of Changbin. I actually really like these. They're like matte, so not like glossy finish. They look really good.
Yeah.
And he's looking fine as hell, you know?
Look, I'm going to be honest with you. Where is the signedness supposed to be? Because
it's usually like on like a poster or something. Is it? I don't know for that one because I didn't get it. It's on the postcard. There you go. There's a postcard. Look for that.
Okay. Looking for it.
And then good luck figuring out whose signature it is.
Okay. The signature I got is a line within a perpendicular line and then like some dots and an S.
Does it look like it has a tail? Or does it look like a little face?
I'm just gonna have to take a picture.
Does it look like a big giant V with a little face in it?
Yeah,
that is Changbin's signature.
Oh shit!
Oh shit! Please, yeah, link it. We want to verify this, but I am excited for you, sir. Oh my god. I can't believe you've done this.
Did I really get Changbin's signature?
You might. It is. Oh my god. It is. Holy shit. You got your bias, dude. That's awesome. Woo! Congratulations. Yes. Or should I say?
In this economy?
Dude, that is awesome. Does it feel good about it?
Oh yeah, I'm gonna frame this.
Fuck yeah, dude. It's awesome.
I got a Felix and a Sungmin and IN.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, it's a cute Han. I like IN and the little. Yeah, these are good. They're good. Do you want to open another one? Because I still have the limited edition.
Yeah. Hang on just a second.
All right, I'm hanging.
I'm taking my pictures.
Yeah, you're trying to get a good angle. You want to?
No.
You don't want to go up the nose on that.
I was just setting it down. Go up the nose.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Now, these ones that are like bound, they're the same, right? Each one.
I don't know the answer to that.
The ones that are like in the little paper sleeve. Remember?
No, they're different. They are different. Yeah. You get a shitload of them, but yeah,
I feel like I've seen these before though.
I mean, it's possible to get the same. I think they get in their sets. So if you get one set, you have that set, and so you can get a duplicate very easily.
I see.
Here's my postcard where a signature would be if I had one. Here's my boys. Oh, okay. There's the Polaroids. Oh my God. Holy shit. The Bong Joon Polaroid in the front of this is.
Oh like, yeah. I did get the shit. Same. I got the same set. I'll send it. I'll send the picture again, but yeah, it's the same. It's the same set as I got in the other one. Well, we'll see. Yeah. We'll see what set I get in this next one with the Target exclusive.
Oh, you got the same set as me. That's the Bong Joon. The Bong Joon that you have there.
Yeah, so is this the same? We got the same sets.
Oh, I got the same one last time, huh? Yeah. All right. Well, still, Bong Joon looks real fucking good in this sweater that isn't really a sweater. I don't know how that worked out, but it is. I've got two other photo cards here. While you were talking, I opened my limited edition.
Jumping the gun. So I have this poster also.
You're over there having fun with your signature. I'm going to do things. All right.
They're dressed in black attire, and they've got these lion statues on either side of them.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get that poster, or is that like a Roll or Rock exclusive? Whichever one I have, I don't fucking know.
Hold on. I have a poster. Oh shit. What the fuck is this? There's like a weird, like,
it's gonna be. It's hard photo for me. I can't take thing. A picture. I'll take a picture of it later, but maybe probably not.
I've got a mini poster of Sungmin with red hair, looking real good. This man's looking great.
I got Changbin's signature, so.
Yeah, I know you did. Thanks for reminding me. That you got any signature. Okay. The poster I got is not what you got. It's actually like three different poses of them.
Oh.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. All
right. Opening up this Target exclusive. Let's see what we got, baby.
Yeah. Let me just get this lined up here. I haven't even flipped my photo cards yet. It came with the limited edition came with this... how do I describe it? It's not like a film negative, maybe a film positive. I don't know how to describe it. It doesn't have a background. So you have to put it against like a white background to get the image to really show up. And it does pop. I don't know how they refer to this, but it looks pretty cool. And then let me get my boys over here. I haven't flipped these.
Did not get the Hyunjin.
Oh, the Target exclusive? Yeah. Nope. What did you get? Oh, one of my photo cards was a Han. And then I got a Ian and Sungmin card.
I think I got the other set, though. The other, what you call it? The Polaroid set? I got the other one.
Mm-hmm. There we go. Sungmin looking real good with this wacky white bow, though. Yeah, but he's looking really good. And that's like it's a pretty big little like mini poster they've got there. So I'll take it. Dandy boy. Yeah, so you still have your other signed one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't even need to open it at this point because I got what I need.
Yeah. Why do you need? I mean, you know, I don't know why you would need that.
Yeah, I'll just give that one away. Like, I don't even need that one anymore.
Yeah, you know my P.O. box address, so
I know your house address. I'll just send it there.
Yeah, I know. It's true. But I have to have some kind of reason to go check the P.O. box. I actually need to get in and enable the, like, what do they call it? Like, notified delivery or whatever, where they, like, because they scan all your mail and they scan it all the time, right, for, like, terrorism reasons. They have a thing where you can, like, sign up to have them send you emails when you get mail, and you could be like, oh, what's in my fucking mailbox, and you could just see the scans of what it is. So informed delivery, that's what it's called, right?
I got a Christopher.
You got a Christopher?
Yeah, Mr.
Bang.
As my I'm pretty sure it's the Target exclusive.
What does the back of it look like?
It's also like all zigzaggy.
Yeah, I think that's right. The zigzaggy one. That's the one.
They're all of them are zigzaggy, actually.
Well, is it gray and zigzaggy?
It's yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
I mean, he is in the other one with a special boy as well.
Is it? Yeah.
Then I got the other Polaroid set also. So.
Oh, you got Shu, Porang Porang, Linos.
About to share this with y'all.
Yeah. Share away. It's they're looking real good. I'm enjoying this. Oh, there's my little Felix. Look at him, Machne line. Yeah, you had great pulls. Proud of you.
I mean,
not that my pulls are bad. Like, I'm happy with everything I've pulled out of every album because I love all of them, right? Yeah.
OT8,
but,
baby.
But it is nice to see you get a signed Changbin copy. That's pretty cool.
Yep.
Yeah. It's great. Yeah, love it. Who knows when we're going to get more copies because it's Rockstar and it's so good. I've been listening to it frequently. Like, a lot of times I do listen to Stray Kids a lot, right? Just in general. But when I'm in my commute, I'm always like listening to a podcast. But like these days, I'm just like, just going to put on a cheeky little rock star. Oh, I'm going out to Taco Bell. Let me just play a little rock star. And I have this like not so secret fantasy of like playing, you know, rock star, la la la, whatever. Megaverse in the car and then like pulling up to like a window at a drive-thru. And they like catch like the tail end of it and going like, oh, were you listening to Stray Kids?
Yeah.
You listen to Stray Kids?
Yeah.
Because I love that because as a social interaction goes, it could be like really cool to be like, oh, yeah. Oh, I'm a stay. Yeah, blah, blah, blah. And then you just like have a quick chat. But there's a timer. There's like a timer. Like as soon as they give you your food, you're out. Right. Like, oh, it's perfect. It's the perfect kind of interaction. There's a way out. That's required. So I love that.
Yeah.
Well, indeed. Would you like to watch the dance practice video with all the squeaky shoes for La 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 La? Because that's what we're going to watch next.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
A few moments later.
All right, Tom, what did you think of the dance practice video? Racer version. Yeah, they're all wearing like race clothes. Anyway, that's what it's
squeaky.
Called. But it was squeaky. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Like as everyone immediately noticed, the sound quality pretty bad on this video.
Yeah. Like it was recorded on a phone or something.
I mean, it was recorded on a phone.
Yeah.
But the other thing is that the fucking person with the phone is zooming in and out constantly the entire time, just constantly in and out. It literally like makes me feel like, oh, this is what it means when people get like motion sickness. Like I don't, right? Like in a car or whatever, yeah, like right. I don't get motion sick, but that makes me feel like, oh, that's what motion sickness feels like. You're just like constantly in and out, in and out, in and out. And I'm like, Jesus Christ. Yeah. So yeah, that's interesting. Didn't like that too much, but it was nice to see the boys going and doing their thing. Yeah, we have not watched the Studio Choom 4K, you know, beautiful performance.
Fuck it, let's do it.
All right. Tom, that was the Studio Choom. What'd you think, huh?
Man, imagine for a second, like, okay, I saw a TikTok. I saw a TikTok a couple, that maybe it was yesterday. I didn't share it with anybody because I don't know why, but well, I saw two TikToks. One of them was, it was like, I think I reposted this one, which was like, Bong Joon, like very lazily doing a dance, and it's like how it feels to go into work on Monday or something like that.
Yeah.
So that one was funny, but the one that I saw that I didn't share with anybody was like when, like glow ups from K-pop idols going from like twinks to like fucking ripped units, you know?
Yeah. Okay.
And at that, with the like ending fairy thing or whatever, like at the end there, not from the dance, but you know, when they just had like all the members just standing there looking at the camera, all menacing, like go to Felix.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Fucking nailed it, right? Okay. Yeah. Look at Felix. Now imagine if he was just fucking shredded. Just like built like a tank, you know?
I don't know if he ever would, because like he's got the whole like fairy thing going on. Not like not the derogatory meaning of the word from the 90s, but like, you know what I mean?
Like, I'm not saying he's not fit. I'm just saying, like, what if he put on muscle like fucking Christian Bale as Batman? Like, what if he looked like Christian Bale as Batman? And now imagine this face looking at you with that body.
Mm.
And you'd be like,
yeah,
oh my god. Like, it'd make you weak.
Okay. It would. I mean, I think the idea is that these were left in to make people weak. You know, as you saw, it was skipped around and placed on Lino there, on purpose. Oh, there you go. I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's looking real good. In this video, everyone was really on top of it. Like,
yeah.
Not a single moment were they not 100% committed. Like
at the very beginning, Changbin has like a really long. Well, I feel like it's like on him for a while in the beginning. Mm-hmm. And while I was watching it, I was like, oh my god, do I like Chung? I do like. Yeah, I do actually. Yeah, he is my bias. I do like Changbin.
You got bias wrecked by your bias.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. That happens. That does happen. He also, there's this part that they talked about in the album intro where they were like, oh, it's going to be like this killing part, this move that he does where he moves his whole body. And I see it every time, but I always feel like, cause I've watched a couple of like the stage shows, and I just feel like the camera isn't like focused on it enough. And so like, you don't get, or sometimes he's wearing like a lot of like layers, and so you don't see all the pops when he's doing it. It's like when towards the end when Han comes out next to him, and then it's like ta 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 ta, and he like moves with every single beat. And
yeah,
but in this, like, if you want to see that move that they talked about in the album intro, like, this is the way to watch it, because it's so clear and looks so good. Like that's what he was going after. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm.
Han also, man. You know, Han's been, my For You page has shifted dramatically to a large amount of K-pop.
Thirst traps.
I've been getting a lot of Han fan cams, and boy, does he have some wrecking moments himself.
Yeah. He's, there's a reason, right, for him being who he is.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
He's, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
He, love it. When I see a Han fan cam, I go, I say out loud, titty booyah.
Do you? You just think.
I just think titty booyah.
Titty booyah.
Exactly.
I pushed it twice there. The first time it just kind of squeaked. I think I might have accidentally pushed it twice, like really fast. But
yeah, I don't know what
titty
happened.
Titty booyah.
Yeah.
Titty booyah.
Titty booyah.
Yeah, Han is like the master of like looking somewhere either in the crowd during a live show or in the camera and just like doing this, like he'll just do some kind of like rizzy fucking like I'm gonna stick my tongue in the corner of my mouth and like kind of half wink at you and be like, oh Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
He bites his lip. He like, yeah,
he's got a fucking PhD.
Yeah, the tongue. There it is.
He's got a PhD in Riz. I can't even talk. He's just so Rizzle.
Yeah.
He's the Riz.
Rizography.
Rizography. There you go.
Yeah.
Rizonomics.
Yeah. He's just
Dr. Rizzler himself.
Yeah. He's rizomatic, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So anyway,
I hope. So on my episode with Mixtape, what was it that we said he should have a like, Chung Bean should do a rap, where they include, je ne sais quoi. I think he's just yeah. They should.
Like, I don't know.
I don't know what they could do, but je ne sais quoi would be a great line in a fucking promo song, like a top line about Changbin. But also Han should do a rap where he's like, I'm the fucking Rizzler. I'm a Rizz your girl, Mr. Steal your girl.
I mean, didn't he do that? No, Mr. Steal Your Girl is Bong Chan. We all know this.
Oh, okay. They call me the Grizzly Bear.
But he's the one that was like, you know, you've heard Wow.
Wait, which Wow? You got to be specific.
Three Racha
Three
Wow.
Three Racha Wow? Yeah.
That way, yeah. He's been the Rizzler since before people were using the word Riz.
True, yeah.
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 Anyway, well, you want to find out if JYP is creepy to young girls?
Well, I know that answer already. We don't have to find out.
But it will be interesting to see just how creepy can he be.
Yeah.
He'll be there and they're going to be like, did I do okay? And he's going to go,
man.
I don't like to necessarily be like, oh man, I saw this TikTok that was so good. Let me describe it to you. But there was one that was like, it was so good because it was like JYP in a recording booth. Like the guy was like doing like an impression. He's like JYP in the recording booth, like waiting as Stray Kids brings in, you know, their song where they definitely don't say shit. Right. And but like just the opening is so perfect because he just goes, he's like, all right, you guys ready for this one? Okay, here we go. And then you see him like holding his hands on his headphones and he's like bobbing his head a little bit and then he just goes, JYP. And he's like, nailed it. Like, so good. It was so funny. I don't know. I love that is like, just like everyone in the whole K-pop community is just like the JYP whisper. Everybody knows it. Everybody laughs about it. It's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you have forced me to make it part of my Twitch stream also. So,
you're welcome.
Tomorrow when I self plug tomorrow when I'm streaming heroic, I don't even fucking know the name of this raid, Amidrasil raid tree dream, Emerald Dream tree raid. Tomorrow I'm going to be streaming. Y'all can come in and be like, JYP. JYP.
That's right. It's fun.
Yeah.
But for now, we're going to watch The Neasy Project, episode 1-2.
You know, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not looking forward to this, but I also am at the same time. It's kind of like,
yeah. Yes. Yes. Yeah. No, I know. I know exactly the vibe that you're feeling. Yeah, I agree. So we're going to do it. We're going to watch it. It's going to be good.
Okay. It's better than a no.
Yeah. That's, you're on hold, lady.
Have they ever, I wonder if they've ever like been like, you sing well, you dance well, you have good energy, but you're not cute enough.
I don't know if he would say that because like he's pretty well known. Like JYP is known for not needing to have idols who fit like the Korean beauty standard.
Oh yeah.
Because he himself was denied joining many companies and had to do it all himself because he doesn't meet the Korean beauty standard.
Okay. Yeah, fair enough.
Both of us laughing because we read, yeah, just look at him.
It was the tongue. That was the same girl, right? That was like,
mm-hmm.
My tongue's really long. When he was like, why is that a strength? And she's like, it's really long. Wait, so what about that other girl that he was like?
The one that got put on hold?
Yeah, yeah.
She's on hold. She's just still on hold. Yeah. Yeah, I know.
Something's telling me she didn't make it. Guess we'll find out.
It really depends on how many people they want to eliminate, you know?
Right.
If they want to be like totally brutal, you know, just invite as many people as you can so that you can just knock them all out.
Okay, well, I feel like she obviously made it because why would they go to her house?
I don't know what you're talking about, Tom. Hey, you're metagaming this survival show.
Okay. My bad.
Oh. I heard that.
I really don't want to do this interview.
JYP.
Okay. All right. I didn't want to say it. Thank God he did.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. No, she passed. Let's hope she can get some vocal training.
Yeah. I was like, ooh, her singing is not that good.
This girl, Akari, okay, she reminds me of IN, you know, like constant smile and then like sadness.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
You know? Okay, you gotta turn on subtitles again because we're now in the second episode.
Second episode.
And this is officially the actual second episode because it's episode 2, part 1. It's just, wow.
No artistic value. Yeah, I was going to say, I wonder if they ever show the people that are just like fucking bad, you know? Like, I want to see that.
Showed them for like a second there.
I want to see JYP just fucking roast the shit out of some girl. Not because I want to see her like hurt. I just want to see how mean JYP can be, you know?
There are some like survival shows that he is a judge on just as a judge, not for his own company necessarily. That's probably where he can be his most vicious because this is a show, but it's also like a promotional utility for his own group that he's going to develop. Right. So like he's not going to be that negative.
Yeah. 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 He's not going to go full fucking Simon Cowell on these girls. Right.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see JYP just be like, you can't sing, you can't dance, you're dog shit. Get off my stage.
Well, give it time. We'll get there. Sapporo.
I love that beer.
It's good beer.
I hope she fucking kills. I hope she's just like a super nervous introvert or whatever, but like she's actually amazing. That's what I'm hoping we're about to see.
And we're going to find out. I don't know.
I hope she is not the one that is actually talentless.
A sign falls down. Oh.
What company is this? Is this Mnet or is this something else?
No, this is straight through JYP.
Okay.
Yeah.
They better not be fucking giving this girl a shitload of airtime just to be like, yeah, she didn't make it. Doesn't that pull on your heartstrings, fucking idiots? You know? She's not a minor.
She's in college. She's in college. Repeat that.
She's not a minor. She did that. I mean, but that is her fault for picking that song, though. Come on.
It's true. There's a whole list of songs she could have gone with.
Yeah, she went with that song. And she's not a minor.
To be fair, JYP is the one who put that list together of songs.
Oh, really? They had to pick from... they couldn't just pick whatever?
Yeah, they can't just pick whatever. They have to have ones that...
Oh, okay. Yeah. I didn't know that part.
Usually it's, you know, a somewhat big list. Whoa.
Hell yeah. She's like, for real? Oh, man.
No, she's great. Come on.
She is my favorite now because it sounds like she doesn't practice, right? Or she doesn't have any formal training or anything. She's just like, this is a dream of hers that she's never had any opportunity in. She's just like, she's natural talent, you know?
Right.
Yeah. An underdog. Yeah. She's an underdog.
You got to cheer for the underdog, right?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. 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 Cause like some of the people there, like, you know, they've had full support their whole lives to lead up to this moment where she's not. She's in college as an economics major. Like, this is not in her realm of possibility, and yet here it is happening. All right, we don't need to see JYP doing pelvic thrusts.
Wait. What is it? What did his shirt say? Cult member?
What?
Running cult member. What?
Like running cult member, like he's in a running cult, like he's a runner. He's one of those people that has like the number bumper sticker.
I don't know what you mean. You still shouldn't wear a shirt that says you're a cult member, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, chiefs in the Navy do it every day.
Oh, I guess.
Am I crazy or was that not good?
No, I agree.
Oh, okay.
I think that it was too low for her. What
is
the fuck?
Calling
Are you
her
fucking
fat?
Kidding me?
Oh my god.
How did I forget this? Fuck.
Holy shit. That face is like, you just called me fat. You think I give a fuck? What else do you have to say? Jesus Christ.
Sing and dance, it seems like you haven't prepared.
It doesn't. Oh my god. Holy shit. It's harsh but heartfelt advice.
What? Yeah, according to JYP.
Like, step on a scale, fatty. That's what it sounds like he's saying to me. Yeah. That's why we got that little clip of him doing scale training before this. So that when he's right. Like, do you know what scale training is? And she's not like, you mean I should eat more salad? Jesus Christ. Just tell her no. Just tell her, like, rip the fucking Band-Aid off, my guy. You already called her fat. Don't fucking tease her with, oh, I'll keep you in mind. Jesus Christ. You know, you're no beauty queen yourself, JYP.
Oh, yeah? Well, JYP, you used to smoke. What about that? JYP. I'm not sure you want his honest opinion. I don't know if that's...
Did you see what happened to the last girl? No. You don't want it.
A few moments later.
What? That was the end?
Because it's in two parts. What? Do you want me to throw another one on there? You want to watch one more? They're only 20 minutes. I mean... It's 11:22. It's up to you.
No, we shouldn't. We should.
All right. Okay.
Jesus
well, then,
Christ.
I'm so sorry.
Wow.
Just right in the middle of it. I love that, right? Yeah. What do you think? What do you think? An easy project? It's fun, right? Like the thing is that, like, right, it's obviously sometimes one eyebrow raised too many from JYP, yeah. But it is so fun. I like to cheer for them, and I like to gasp when JYP's a piece of shit. It is so worth watching. It's
Wow.
Yeah.
I can't believe he said that to the girl.
Know. Like, dude, no.
Holy shit.
I have forgotten so much of what happens in the show because I saw her and I immediately my thought was like, oh, like she has like the body type that JYP is into because he wants to have like all of his like female idols and let's not beat around the bush. Look at Bangchan. The male idols have big asses. Like he has a type. He has a type. Yeah. Like so much.
He's got a whole song about it.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. He's like okay. Look, this is kind of spoilers, but later on, he literally like talks about the meaning of that song, and he's like, it's like playing a character where you're this person, and I'm like, oh yeah, playing a character. Playing a character, right. not really you. It's a character.
Right.
Yeah, sure. Okay. Yeah. If you say so.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't know. I thought she did fine. I mean, the singing was all right. Although I think that like probably the reason why she still got waitlisted was that even after all that horrible criticism that he gave. Was like she has that like connection. She has like the
poor choice of words there.
Whoa, sorry. What did I say?
You said waitlisted.
She did get waitlisted. Not that wait. Oh my god. Not because of her weight of her body. She did get waitlisted. It's a word. You can use words, Tom. Anyway, I thought she did fine. She has that like that little like special extra like personality that comes out, I felt like. Even if it wasn't perfect, I thought, you know, it comes through. And that's probably why he's keeping her hooked for now. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, it's nice.
I guess it's still better than a no, but I don't know. I just feel like.
Mm-hmm.
Would you want to know that you're like the B team? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, kind of. Like, it gives you somewhere to work from, right?
I guess.
If you walk in there and he's like, you're perfect, you could debut right now, you have no place to go but down. You know what I mean? So,
true.
You know what will happen when they get to the boot camp? He'll be like, oof, I thought you were better before because you made a mistake this time. Fuck. Yeah. Brutal. Anyway, we're going to find out if that happens. And we're gonna find out what happens more with Stray Kids too, because we're gonna come back to all of this. We're gonna get more Stray Kidsy stuff. We're gonna get more Neezy project, and there's gonna be some overlap because as you know already, Tom.
Yeah.
In the God's Menu music video, the girls on the track are girls from the Neezy project.
Oh snap!
And in Backdoor also. So you know. Should be fun. And let's not forget that Three Racha produced a song for the girl group that will come out of this project. So, that will be interesting to get to at some point too. So, you know, we're was very it wow? intertwined. It was not WoW.
Oh.
It was certainly not World of Warcraft.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
Are you WoW?
I am WoW.
Dance Racha WoW?
I'm both Three Racha and like, Dance Racha WoW at the same time.
Yeah. Well.
Uh-huh.
Good. Good for you.
Yep.
Yep.
I don't know where you're going with that, but
Yeah. And if you want to be both versions of WoW, you need to go to makeastate.com and join us on Discord. You can hang out. You can see all the cool little lists. So our top picks of songs, and join Discord, and it'll be fun. And yeah, it's good. What do you think, Tom?
But
what do you think
about that? Also,
also,
if you make your way over to makeastate.com, make sure to scroll all the way down to the bottom of that page. Will find a link to another podcast that we like called Bring Your Own Popcorn.
Oh, what?
It's a movie
podcast.
For real?
For real?
For real, for real. On God. On God? No cap. I hated that. But anyway. Check it out. And let me know what you think. I gotta sneeze so bad.
Don't sneeze. You gotta say bye
bye. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Yeah.
Yeah.